His name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. We are the resistance. Join us and share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Victor Boot graciously giving us an hour of his time to take a few final calls here. I'm going to shift gears into open phones. All the other news I haven't hit, Democrats stealing elections as usual, and all the rest of it. Let's go to Renee in Canada. Thanks for holding, Renee. You're on the air with Victor Boot. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you both, Alex and Victor. Victor, I grew up in Canada, graduated mid-90s, and, you know, as a little guy, I watched the Soviet Union, you know, collapse, you know, in real time on TV and stuff like that. And then I noticed, as I got into politics, kind of around the mid-90s, that, you know, the Russia-U.S. relationship became, you know, very strong. Like, appearingly, it looked like it was going places. All through, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002, there was just a lot of joint cooperation, you know.
Yeah, well, let me give you my take and we'll get Victor's. That was all a cover-up of a charm tour while NATO moved up and took all the countries. I mean, is that where you were going? You're going to ask why did that?
Well, no. My question to Victor is now that that's happened, we've hit that high slope of relations ever since 2005. The media machine and the propaganda machine has been kind of derailing the relationship between, you know, the United States people and the Russian people, something that was on the up and up. So my question to Victor is how do you think the Russian people perceive the American and Canadian people, you know, on the whole, considering everything?
It's a great question. I already jumped in here. Russia knew that was all fake. They put up with it. And then when they figured out it was a total double cross, they quit playing games. So then the West went into full demonization. But they were already trying to overthrow Russia internally. They were already encircling Russia. Is that an accurate statement, Victor? Elaborate on it.
Yeah, that's correct. But you see, the entire, what you said, the processes, is really demonization. And it's a demonization started like with the, you know, in my personal case, when they created the story that I'm a most dangerous man in the world, you know, world of the Lord of the Arms, and a movie was made about my story, demonization of everything. Then exactly the same principle was used to demonize Russia. But think of this, despite all this demonization, Russia really decided and never used any experience they had from Soviet Union about ideological, you know, info wars. They said, okay, we need to be open society. Right now, as we speak, Russia still remains the most free country for the freedom of speech. There is no prosecution. Yes, we have those who openly calling for some, violence that the government has to eventually restrain them.
There's been like known CIA groups that come in. You kick foreign groups out.
Correct. Yeah, there is no foreign NGOs. All NGOs we work in Russia has to comply to certain procedures, and those who didn't like had the freedom to leave the Russia. And finally, we don't have these, you know, presence over here. No Soros people, no other ones. So there is nobody here to push any anti-American propaganda. Yes, we're criticizing the action of the Pentagon. Yes, we know who is a globalist. Yes, we know that for them, we are the main obstacle for their global
Russia nation. Knows and that the U.S. is an occupied country.
Correct. And now this is why we understand that we have more common with American people than they're trying to sell us about. And if we have a good relation, there's nothing wrong. Almost all Russians would say, yes, we rather have a good relation with America. Why not? You know, they can come to us. We can go to visit. Why we can't do together some, you know, fantastic projects, you know, is space exploration, Arctic exploration, you know, rare earth minerals, technologies. Look, we are two countries who was leading at least humanity for the past, you know, 100 years. Look what is.
And just geopolitically and where we're located, it's the obvious alliance. Real Victor Boot on X. Thank you so much. Talk to you again next week. Be safe. Looks like Trump's starting to wake up. We hope that's true. Thank you so much, Victor Boot.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, we'll be right back. Team Humanity, more phone calls, tons of news. If you share the live feed at Real Alex Jones, do it. And on Rumble, do it now.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I tried to get as many of your calls as possible. Bart and Will, geopolitics, we're going to you. The phone system wasn't open. I'm opening the system again for everybody now. It is a free-for-all, any topics, any subject, long-time callers, first-time callers. You agree, you disagree. All we ask is you got a clean phone line and tell us your name. You can tell us your name, the Easter Bunny. I don't care. But other radio shows, this is TV on radio as well. You know, they screen your calls. They want to hear what you're going to say. No, we just want to know your topic. If you want to tell us, if not, you can just say wild card. But we want to hear from you. The number is 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., dial the U.S. country code 512-266-0642. And we will get you on air, 512-266-0642. And again, don't be shy. You disagree with me. You love the Iran war. You think Israel should merge their military and intelligence. You love everything that's happening. I'd love to hear from you. Here I am in front of millions of people right now, ready to talk to you. In fact, it's great radio, great TV to have disagreements. And I can defend my ideas. Now, I'm not mad at the caller at the end of the last hour. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. Where, and it's a phenomenon, usually I understand phenomenons, already know about them, but usually something's an ongoing phenomenon. But I noticed 2 weeks ago when that Trump leaked to Axios, now confirmed as I first told you, that Netanyahu is crazy and he's a war criminal and he'd be in prison without Trump, we'd end the war, and that's Trump trying to get on an exit ramp. And it's legitimately trying to get on an exit ramp. It doesn't mean what he did before was good. It's not about facelifting Trump. I'm like, oh, this is good. Trump's starting to wake up. And I have sources confirming that in the White House. People are like, you son of a bitch, you're back on the Trump train? He got off the Trump train. I shouldn't have to address this. I mean, we're not supposed to lobby against these wars. We're not supposed to say, oh, good, the Pentagon came out and said Israel is the main national security threat. That shows an awakening's happening. We shouldn't lobby against this legislation to turn control of our military and intelligence over to Israel. What are you talking about? But it becomes this one-dimensional just bitch and say, Trump's bad, he's an Israeli puppet, and we're all screwed forever, and that's the end of it. What does that do? We're here exposing Israel's infiltration. We're here exposing manipulation, and we're trying to stop it. And so that's why Mark Levin and the Democrats, all of them want to censor populists, because we're pro-human, anti-establishment. And you got all these different establishments trying to get control. They want to minimize the general public. They want to minimize populism. Mike Pence attacked conservative populism is taking over. Oh, it's so dangerous. That's us engaged. That's us involved in local elections, in national elections, in the business decisions we make. So the idea that I'm engaged and the idea that I'm like, oh, good, the DOJ done criminal investigations, they say indictment's imminent in California election fraud. I don't think it's going to happen, but I hope it does. Like, what are you doing engaging in the system? You're supposed to just sit there and bitch and say bad things about Trump. Like, that magically does something. We're here exposing bad stuff Trump does, but we're in the issues trying to inform the public. I mean, by that logic, why are we even doing a show? And I had a lot of callers to go to. You know, the guy had like 2 minutes, but I cut him off because of the break. I wish he could get, if he can get back in, I'll go back to him. Because I don't think he's a bad guy. But he's like, why are we apologizing for Trump? He's the problem. He's a Jewish agent, and he's the enemy, and just screw this. Why are we defending Trump? Who's doing that? I got Trump calling me low IQ and fried and an idiot and a bad person because I'm saying you're wrong. This war's wrong. Don't listen to Israel. Don't let Israel take over our intelligence and our military. Well, how is that kissing Trump's ass? It'd be like if you saw your neighbor hit by a car and you go give him first aid and call an ambulance. I mean, what is that? It's like it makes no sense. And now Vance has come out against Israel. See, this is the off-ramp. They shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have bought it. They shouldn't let the Israel lobby do it. It failed. The regime change didn't happen 102 days into this. And I said this is a legitimate off-ramp. This isn't rhetoric like before. I know how to read the tea leaves. Look at this. Times of Israel. Vance, Iran deal, a home run for the American people, whether Israel likes it or not. And yeah, Trump knows he got conned. Trump knows he's killing the midterms. Trump knows he's killing the economy. You're like, hey, don't let them get out of this horrible Iran war. Trump's bad. And we're like, okay, he's bad. We're trying to get him to stop the war. He's the chief executive. You understand that's the goal. The goal, let me say it for those people who don't understand. The goal is to end the war. The goal is to end the war. And I really genuinely care about you. Because it's like 30, 40% of the commenters, whenever I'm like, God, let's pressure Trump to end the war. Don't call Congress. My God, you support the pedophiles in Congress? What does that mean? They introduced gun control legislation. We go fight it. What does that mean? It's some weird mind virus, but some new retardedness. I don't even know how to describe it. It's so stupid. It's so weird. We're trying to expose the attempted Israeli takeover of our domestic and foreign policy. And we have political power, but somehow they introduced the mind virus that if you get politically engaged and involved, you're the sellout. That's a new way to get you to give up. That's sick. Oh, look, Wall Street Journal. Iran's regime has changed for the worse, which is what the experts at the Pentagon and Eric Prince told Trump. He said, you'll end up getting more hardliners than you got. Yep. Absolutely. But let's go back to J.D. Vance. In fact, print me that article. Good job, crew, for throwing all this up. I didn't know Vance had said that. And I know from the insiders that were there, it's not about defending Vance or saying he's perfect. I know. And you see it. He was against the war. But once Trump did it, he backed it because that's what he signed on for. Vance, Iran deal, a home run for the American people, whether Israel likes it or not. Main U.S. goal is to prevent a nuclear Iran. VP says, Trump says we're in the final throes of peace talks. Insists Netanyahu didn't defy him in responding to renewed Iran attacks. And obviously, it doesn't mean it's over yet. We heard over and over again, oh, the war is about to be over. Oh, we're successful. But we had all this Netanyahu worship. Now it's Netanyahu is wrong. He gave us bad intel. It's his fault, which is true. It doesn't take away that Trump went along with this. It doesn't matter. The throwing Netanyahu under the bus is the big sign that Trump is doing the off-ramp, as I said 2 weeks ago. That's the point, is ending the war. And that's how this is different. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I got a bunch of the news to hit here. And Ivan Raiklin's coming up on the ongoing attempted Israeli coup over the military-industrial complex. But according to about a third of the people on X that claim they're patriots, and according to that caller, kind of what he was saying, we should just shut up about the Israeli takeover, and we shouldn't call Congress, we shouldn't call Trump, we shouldn't tell them don't do it, because that's engaging and covering up for Trump. We should just shut up. We're all doomed. And just not be involved. That makes no sense to me. It's this weird new thing. I don't know what you call it. It's like somebody firebombs your house. You start trying to put it out with a water hose. And people go, why are you burning down your house? You're like, I'm not. I'm trying to put it out. Well, why are you involved with the arsonist? I'm not. I'm fighting the arsonist. It's literal mental retardation. Because you're so singularly on just hating Israel and anybody connected to it that you can't even get involved in policy. You can't lobby. You just got to go, F the Jews. Oh, God. It's just like, what does that do? What does that do? I mean, I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just so weird. I don't know how to I don't know. You heard the caller. It's like, whoa, what is this? We got to stop apologizing for Trump. He's the enemy. We got to admit it's all due. Israel. We're talking about ending these wars, putting pressure on. We're starting to move that direction. Why are you helping Trump? Yes, it helps him and his legacy to stop this, but it's not about him. It's about ending the war and saving the economy and stopping the death and stopping World War III. I don't know. Trying to explain things to people that just don't have some kind of cognitive split. I shouldn't even do it. I'm a chef about it. Because you can't help these people. So that's just where I'm at. Let's go ahead and go to the callers that have been holding the longest here. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, thanks for holding. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about why Trump has failed to stop this war in Ukraine. It's a big money laundering operation, and somebody's making a lot of money off of it. Why is he doing everything that Israel tells him to do and things that he shouldn't be doing? I have a real solid theory. I ran this by your son Rex last week, and he was interested. I think Trump has been poisoned with scopolamine, devil's breath. It makes you compliant to anything you're told, and then you black out and don't remember it. Thank you, Alex.
No, don't hang up. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that plant used in Haiti and in South America, too. Yo, he does look like, because you're conscious, but you're not conscious. He does look like he's on scopolamine sometimes. That's a great point, or at least some derivative of it. He's highly suggestible. He definitely changed, and he's more unhinged than usual. But it's no theory that Howard Lutnick is doing insider trading with his sons on the tariffs and sabotaging everything as a Democrat Party operative the whole time. So it's not a theory that hundreds of billions of dollars are being made a month off this war by insider trading by White House officials. And they're like, well, the Democrats do it too. Yeah, and we expose that. You're absolutely right. I don't think that's a theory. Now, the scopolamine is, maybe it's just blackmail over Epstein. I don't know. But then now Trump's turned against us, so we're about to see what's happening. What do you think?
Well, let's drug test them. Let's get them in there. Then we'll know. And I want you guys to go to thealexjonesstore.com/redneck with a capital R and buy that iodine and the methylene blue and everything else. It's great products.
You know, I forget. I need to promote that again. The store's been around 2 years. There is a affiliate program that's free, and you can sign up for it. Have, you know, at thealexjonesstore.com/Easter Bunny or, you know, Keebler Elf or, you know, what, Redneck or whatever you want. And then you all get 10% of wherever you promote on your email list, your text message, X, Instagram, everywhere. And some folks are paid, one guy gets like $20,000 a month. I mean, this is something that is really exciting. And thanks for reminding me. I need to relaunch and re-promote the fact that we've got the affiliate program. Thank you so much. AlexJonesStore.com. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller, been holding the longest. And that would be... Carlos in Canada. Carlos, give us your take.
Thank you, Alex. Just a quick question. There are two components that are fundamental to what is going on in the White House at the present time and the misunderstandings that arise from there therefrom. Number one is the personality of the President of the United States. And the other one is the activities of infiltration from a foreign power. Let's call it Israel for the time being, through its AIPAC agency. The problem is that through infiltration, the selection of candidates in the United States political system has been overtaken by the fact that the donors and sources of other income arrive to support selected candidates for office, who in turn use the money to buy the advertising, publicity, and all the other costs associated with the campaign from the very people and the very businesses that are the donors in the first place. So the money goes right around back to the donors indirectly or through agencies. The problem is that anyone else who, like, let's say, any candidate that is not in that system, all the money they raise goes towards the members and the, let's say, businesses who turn that money and give it back to the donors that give it back to the opposition. So you can no longer guarantee that you're going to elect the person that you want to elect, even if you donate to the campaign, because the campaign goes to the donors, businesses that are Confederates in the first place. When that cycle is complete, you have 200-300 people that are now being elected, both in the Senate, the Congress, anywhere they want. They can go to Israel on call. They're told to vote this way. They don't have to read the legislation anymore.
Yes, we know Israel's the dominant lobby basically controlling the U.S. and now trying to do a complete sign-over coup of intelligence, the military, not just in the Defense Authorization Act, but 14 other bills. So that's a fact. People know that. The military's come out. The Pentagon has said that. An official report. What do we do about it?
Well, the second problem is the president's personality itself. You see, we have a president who is very pro the Israel lobby, etc., because he understands the power. He's essentially a narcissist, without him wanting to insult him, because you could be a very positive narcissist. But these individuals, when they call so-called loyalty to those who adulate them, they willingly surrender them and viciously destroy them in public, because they fear real enemies more than they respect and are loyal to those that respect them. And so here's the president from day one, all the people that backed him, he has been rejecting them publicly, some of them viciously, for the purposes of what? Because he's really afraid of the very first moment I told you. He is facing at any one time a lobby that could put together 200-300 people in front of the Knesset to take pictures anytime the prime minister of Israel says. So therefore, when he would want to back any candidate, he knows that he better support the Israel lobby, because otherwise, anyone else he endorses may not.
No, I know. Everyone knows the Israel lobby just primary and Massey and is bragging the controls.
Right.
You're kind of arguing the sky's blue, and I'm not putting you down here. We know this. All the people on Israel just keep saying, look, Israel's in control. Yes, everyone knows that. So I'm asking, what do we do about it?
What you do about it is to, first of all, select the individuals individually from your communities that you want to support, and have those individuals, through organizations like yours, who reach millions of people at a time, select and say, look, we support this candidate for these reasons. Have as many candidates from here to November as you can.
No, we need certified America First. It means they're not under Israel's control or China or anybody else. We need to, people need to lean into this, the intimidation of Israel, which is starting to happen. And they can't censor us all. They can't get us all. That's the answer. And that's already happened. I mean, people are done with this.
That's right. But at the present time, you have a problem, because you do not have a president that is not enough afraid to confront the fact that he services America.
Well, that's right, because I'm nothing against boomers, but he's the classic boomer. He only watches mainstream stuff. He doesn't get that Israel doesn't have all this power. It's like the emperor's new clothes. He believes it, and then he just goes along with it.
Exactly. And as a CEO, the president presides over the various departments. These departments cannot be held to the power of a foreign power. So as an American president, and President George Washington would have done the very same thing, he would have said, all these people that are servicing a former foreign power are committing treason against the best interests
of
the American
people. But I don't think we can count on Trump to go that far. It's up to us to put this front and center. And Israel's attempt to take over with this legislation has done that. I mean, the Pentagon came out and said Israel's the main threat. How big is that, Carlos? And then what do you expect Israel to do now? I think false flags.
You're very correct. And the way that I would envisage them doing a false flag under the circumstances is to say, for instance, well, you know, we have to, an attempt to kill the president, because at one point, President Trump will become useless to such a movement. So therefore, he would be more in danger than ever before to a false flag. Also, the thing that will motivate Americans more than anything else is dead American soldiers coming back dead from a war they didn't want to be involved in.
Well, let me just I already saw the World Jewish Congress 3 weeks ago say this, but they already know.
Correct.
They have
Correct.
Successfully turned the whole world against them. It is the hottest thing. It's only getting bigger. People are waking up to intrigue and control. Israel has to know, its leadership, that this is a dead-end road, but they don't stop. They don't quit. If they just backed off right now, they'd be fine, but they're not doing that.
Well, you know, when you talk of Egypt, when you talk of Turkey, when you talk of Jordan, when you talk of countries now aligning together and saying, no, enough is enough, Israel. You cannot
And then Israel says they want to attack him. What is that, megalomania? Because if you're going to attack somebody, you don't say it up. Exactly. Israel's doing everything I would do if I wanted to destroy Israel.
Yes, but because they know that President Trump is afraid. If they
so they think because they have the big empire on their side. So this is real megalomania, you're saying. This is real power trip.
This is the foundations of a regional war going hot all over the place. This is why.
No, that's what all the analysts say. I'm asking you. So just because they think they control Trump, Israel is really. So this isn't an act. Israel really thinks it's. You know, the Israeli papers talk about global domination by Israel right now, right? And it's crazy town. All they're doing is revealing their control right now and exaggerating it and turning everyone against them. I mean, it's like we're watching Israel self-destruct right now.
Well, you know, the Shabbat leader, who was in fact the was thought, believed to be the Messiah, who died and told Netanyahu, listen, you are going to be the last prime minister of Israel. Because the idea was that we have to provoke the great, great, great Armageddon in order for the Messiah to come. This is a religious belief, which most Americans ignore.
And no, it's a literal doomsday cult, like the Hellbop exactly. Comet cult.
And the only way to stop it would be for the United States to say, look, we, the leadership, the Senate, the Congress, respect your interest very much. We're going to protect you by simply saying, cut it out. Because when you're using our name in false value, you're turning off the whole world because everybody doesn't want to turn against America. No one in the world, Canadians in particular, Mexicans in particular, we do not hate the United States. But when we see the United States overtaken by a foreign power, we have to say, wait a second, we're next. We have to be very careful because we're in agreements, like in free trade agreements. When you
imagine if Israel gets full control of the U.S.,
he gets control of the free trade agreement, and we're back all in the. Now we're in a real bigger pickle than you can imagine. As a Canadian person who loves America almost as much as I love my country, and my best country in the world are Canada, Spain, and the United States, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, it's my opinion, but to tell
you. Well, separately, what do you make of Spain's ruling party saying, we don't want Spanish, we're getting rid of them, they're bad? I'm sure you've seen the videos. The leaders, we're literally replacing the white people. What do you make of the communists saying that?
Well, they can say whatever they want, but in the bottom analysis, I once told you this, there's a thing called the maternal instinct. And you can go against the country, you can go against the mothers in the country, you can go against the parents, against their children. But eventually, all that corrects. Because essentially, we are all together in a planet spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, and we have to survive. And when somebody threatens the very core of our identity, of our existence, it will correct. That's inevitable.
Don't you think Israel was shocked when the Defense Intelligence Agency came out and said Israel's trying to take over?
I think that they thought, sincerely, they thought this is the time to make our move because we have a president that is afraid of us. And he's afraid that we can put together a Congress that will impeach him. And as long as our president is afraid to be impeached, look, Mr. President.
So you're saying Israel is holding Trump hostage. I agree.
Yeah, because at any one moment they can put any candidates against them on anything. They can call an impeachment tomorrow, even tomorrow. And some people who are under the control of the handlers who say you will not get reelected unless you do what we tell you.
Yeah, well, we need to impeach Israel. From control of the U.S., not drive them in the sea, not destroy Israel, just impeach you. This isn't your country. You're crazy. You're impeached. You're kicked out of government. Israel, you're impeached. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. Or call straight ahead. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. And I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting or what are you liking best or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top 2 or 3 every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket science to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. And you can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better, I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa. They're like that. Donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from, and I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa. It's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. It's almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this... it's brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
I'll go back to your phone calls. I want to hit some news first. So this just broke in the last hour. Monster who brutally murdered Ukrainian immigrant Irina Zarutska in cold blood found not competent to stand trial. The same judge many times, he had 40-plus assaults, you name it, robberies, would put him in her treatment center that her wife owned and that the state would then pay for. And we predicted this. Turns out his brother is a convicted murderer of a white person, and the sister is convicted of attempted murder of a white person. Got that white bitch, he said. And again, imagine if white people were 40-plus times more likely to kill a black person than vice versa. It's not the average black person, but there's a small minority of blacks that literally think whites are the devil and then we need to be killed, and the media supports it and covers it up. So let's roll the footage of her getting stabbed to death here. It's important to do that because this is a human being that got killed, and then Elon Musk paid for some murals around the country. And they've now pulled those down, saying it's racist to show a white person being killed. Because they have this myth, and I've seen all these videos just lately up at the trial in Dallas where the black folks are like, the white people are hunting us, they're killing us, they're murdering us. People show them statistics, it's almost non-existent. They go, you're a liar. So black folks, the minority of them, but believe they're being hunted by white people. So they go out and kill white people, and the media covers it up. Absolutely insane. So that's the reality of where we are right now. Meanwhile, you have the last few years of hype of UFO disclosure, and all of it is just recycled crap to create a big diversion to attack faith in God, as I said a year ago and 10 years ago. Project Bluebeam is now being implemented. It's a colloquial name, but fake alien invasion. Most of this stuff is human craft. And you've got Spielberg's movie coming out saying this is going to shake Christians' faith. Why is it going to shake other people's faith? Why is it just Christians' faith? Why do they need their faith shaken? Why does everything target Christianity? Spielberg claims his film will mess up a lot of people's Christian faith by forcing them to ask whether God is the creator only of humanity or of multiple life-supporting worlds. Well, I mean, the first Old Testament is Jewish. Would you say he's going to mess up Jewish faith? Why is it Christians? Why does he underestimate people's faith so much? Well, nobody's buying into this. And this idea that, oh, an intel officer saw purple aliens, it's all real, no proof. It's just his movie's all queued up for this time. It's all prepared, something big in the next month or so. This is a psyop, folks. Here's Steven Spielberg.
This truth had were just known overnight. If the government announced, yes, we have been keeping this from you since 1947, that would mess up a lot of people. And the movie also takes the position of the church. What does this do to the fundamental beliefs that many of us have? And, you know, is God our God only on this planet? Or is God a God for every system where there's civilization, intelligent life, and even developing life?
All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it going to shake other people's faith? Why is it about Christians? You need to have your faith shaken. If Jesus isn't the truth, the life, the way, if he isn't the real Messiah, why is the system always, be any other religion, anything else, just don't be Christian? And why are Christians the most targeted group in the world? I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but I want to tell you about something first. I forgot to do this during the break. Will you guys bring the filter up here, please? Sorry, I got distracted during the break. Bigly is our sponsor, the owner of the Alex Jones Network, and now the new system. And I tell them a lot of the products I want, the things I want. They go out and get the best quality. They go through an exhaustive process. I'll do it. I'll show you right here. No problem. Forgot to get the filter myself. I'll do it myself. Here we go. Ah, no problemo. Look at this bad boy right here. So look at that. Now, I told them, I said, listen, gravity-fed filters are the best system. There's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 companies out there, 40 or 50 with the big ones, dozens and dozens of new little ones. And you can put swamp water in this, pool water in this, whatever you want into this. And but you put normal tap water into this, and it cuts out all of the forever chemicals, the atrazine, the glyphosates, all of it. So I said, I want a top-rated company. Go out and find where they make the best ones, the best factories. Get all the tests done. They did that. You'll see the tests from over a year ago. That's how long they've been developing this. But then I want the highest quality stainless steel, all of it. This is hands down with the testing, and then just look at this baby. 3-gallon system for your house, your business, your restaurant, wherever. It's incredible. Dual carbon water filters. We got to give it a cooler name, like the ultimate platinum, you know, the king of water filters, the best gravity fed filter you can get. We have the studies. We have the information. We have it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, more being produced, more being made. They got a limited run. It's going to sell out very, very quickly. It funds the operation. I got to tell you, they sell with the highest rated carbon filters. Not all the companies have them. Most of them don't. Units for $400 at stores, at camping supply places, you name it, that have aren't even stainless steel, aren't super quality. This is the most gorgeous, highest quality stainless steel. This is insane, the great job Bigley did. And when I saw the pricing on this, and I saw this, I know what it costs to make, I'm like, normally this would be $400. Regular price is $299. They're selling it for $229. So you have to understand, they're making like $60-$70 on that. And for VIP members, it's $183. For VIP members, thealexjonesstore.com, this deal is so good, it's insane. You don't have to buy the stand either if you don't want to have the extra, you know, room or how tall this is, but it's a really nice stand as well. But this is the highest grade stainless steel. This is a real beauty. But the filters inside are really the key. And I showed this during the first hour of the show. So I'll move this over here. I'm going to do an overhead shot here before I go back to your calls. And I'm going to show you the top companies, multiple companies, U.S. government certified, all the studies of what they did when third-party companies tested these double carbon high-quality filters. Highest rated. So I said, I want the highest rated, non-detectable across the board, thousands of different chemicals and garbage that are in the water, atrazine, you name it. I want to be the very best filters, and I want the very best stainless steel. They did it. They knocked it out of the park. This is a gorgeous unit. It's incredible. So here's one report from VMOX, and it goes through testing the filters. That was back in 2025, last year. That's how long it's been in development, almost 2 years. And they did not cut corners. Non-detectable level. We're going to put all this into professional ads and zoom in and show you all this. But this is real quality. They also had NSF International study it. Here's the certification right here. And it one of the top firms uses all the government testing spectrometers and systems to do it. And it found exactly what the other company found. Non-detectable. It goes on for hours. It would take hours to read. Oh, non-detectable. You can't by law say there's none of it in there. It's when you say 99.9. Non-detectable, baby. And so the water in this country and around the world is full of garbage. And it is a toxic waste soup. Even bottled water they tested is full of crap. Not when you run it through this bad boy. So it's in stock now. More is coming in a few weeks. So when it sells out, you're still on the waiting list. You can lock yourself into this incredible deal that we're running right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I'm going to stop plugging there. There's really no need to, because it's going to sell out so quick. The only problem is they didn't get enough of these. And they're like, well, they're really expensive and our markup isn't much. And I'm like, I know. But, it really is a catch-22 because everybody needs this. This is the best. And it'll finance the network, more hosts, more reporters, and go back to where we were and even better than we ever were. Bigger, stronger, faster, more on target. That is what this is all about. Also, 50% off right now on Ultimate Life Force at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, during the COVID garbage, all these scientists came out with stuff that targets spike protein, cleans the blood, helps cardiovascular system. So about a year and a half ago, I told Bigley, I said, and they do what I tell them, they're awesome. I said, you go out and you look at these all these top formulas with all these scientists and doctors, and they're already bestsellers, and I want the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. You even take the shot, it's spreading, it's sloughing, it's shedding. They said, well, we talked to the doctors and scientists. It's okay to take the two best-selling brands and merge the two formulas together into Ultimate Life Force. This is the strongest spike protein cardiovascular boosting product out there. It is insane. It's horse pills. You should do a cycle of this a couple times a year. Old, young, it doesn't matter. It's incredible. You owe it to yourself at Ultimate Life Force. 50% off right now at theoxygenstore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. So if you want to continue to see this hardcore intel coming out on every front, every day, having a huge effect, then get the products because they all work. I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. And I've told Bigley, I haven't checked today. I told him a few days ago. I'm sure it's up there. I want him to post these studies. I want to post this information. I want you to see you're getting the best filter that takes the garbage out at the highest level you're going to get. And then the stainless steel, I mean, this is, look at any other of the gravity field filters. None of them are even half as beautiful as this. The quality is just insane. So home run for Bigley. We salute them. We thank them. And we thank you all for your support, thealexjonesstore.com. And again, if you're a VIP, it's $30 a month. You get instantly every month. When you charge $30, cancel any time for free. $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, special sales on top of every other sale. And so that's why I was telling you that it's regular $299, which is a steal. Similar things would be $400. The price for everybody is $229, but if you're VIP, $183. This unit costs them like $140. Now, when they up and buy tens of thousands, it'll go down a little bit. But, I mean, you're talking making like $30, $40 here. This is badass. But I chewed their ass out. I said, you have 1,000 of these? Like, well, more's coming in 2 weeks. We'll pre-order. I'm just like, I guarantee you, these are sold out tonight. But thank God, I am so happy that they got a hit here. I mean, the studies are easy. The filters are great. You can go to the top factories that make them and get that. That's the easy part. The fact that they've got stainless steel of this quality, I mean, go look at stuff at REI or anything. $300, $400 looks like crap. Filters aren't as good. This damn thing is like a museum piece. I mean, this is crazy. 3 gallons, too, so it's big. Have it in your kitchen, have it in your cabin, have it in your business. It is badass. This is a home frickin' run. Unbelievable. Notice they used to call you a conspiracy theorist. If you warned about toxins and garbage in the water, they don't do that now. Remember, David Hogg famously said, notice Jones warns of chemicals in the water, and then he sells you a filter. He's a con man. No, I'm very direct. There's all these toxic chemicals in the well water, the tap water, everywhere, and all the studies. You need to get a high-quality filter. Here's the ratings. We sell it to you. No, I'm like, you got a problem, and I sell you something good to keep us on air so we can warn more people and bill what we're doing. But he acts like it's a deception, like, oh, he tells you there's a problem with the water and sells you filter. No, I'm very direct about that. What's the best salesman do? He sells a good product that you need that works great. It's just like, but they always got to make it a scam. Like, oh, God, you know, he sells vitamins. Oh, what's at Whole Foods? What's at all the grocery stores? Because they work. They just act like, Jones claims you need oxygen. What a conspiracy theorist. So that's the bottom line right there. But we're very proud of this. The only problem is, we're going to go like that. All right. But I'm excited because they hit a home run. A home run with this bad boy. Highest quality stainless steel. When you look at this in person, you're going to be blown away. And I know it's aesthetic, but the filter is the best. That's what the most important part. But these other companies have like crap, like plastic containers and or they call it stainless steel and it's not. This is highest grade. I'm excited because I know nobody, this is a huge market. Nobody's got this at this price. I've never seen one that looks this good for $500. This is a home run, baby. It's like Robert Duvall says in Network. He goes, I got a big hit, a big tenant hit. Finance a revolution with this. You get all the good mojo, good karma, get people to get the poison out of their water while we get the poison out of the government and the culture. This is, oh my goodness, good drops. I'm telling you, I smell victory. Ooh, because, I mean, this thing is sexy. I know all you that got revenue for voters are like, God almighty, that thing looks like. I'm excited. All right, I'm going to stop now. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to James in Kentucky, where the Israel just stole the election from Thomas Massie. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling about all the hospitals that did the COVID protocol that killed all these people. Their families were allowed to visit them. They were paid like between $63,000 and $68,000 per death. Yet there's nothing about a prosecution for this at all. It's massive murder of Americans all over the United States with that COVID protocol, and then using the oxygen tank or whatever they were using to more or less kill them. And then the being restrained from seeing their family.
Yeah, unfortunately, like your cell phone went out. I'm getting half of it. Can you try to talk right in your microphone?
Go ahead. Does this sound better?
Yeah, do you have a headset on?
No, I've got the phone in my hand. Does that sound better?
No, that's night and day, brother.
Okay. I'm calling it, like I said, about the protocol, the COVID protocol that the hospitals put in place to kill all those patients that they got paid between $63,000 or $68,000 per death, how they isolated them from their family, not letting their family be around them, being able to let them, you know, find out anything until they were dead. And yet there's no prosecution. The person that wrote up the COVID protocol was never prosecuted for it. And I'm asking for justice to be done. And those families that lost them loved ones to have all in the hospital.
No, I agree. Trump's trying to do reparations for people that got abused on J6, and I was part of that. I was talking about the DOJ, and I haven't even tried to get the money. And I agree, old women waved into velvet robes that went to prison for 6 months deserve it, but what about all the COVID people? And I'm a J6 victim, and I'm like, I think COVID people need to be ahead of the line here. This isn't like black people were slaves 180 years ago, so white people have no connection to it or guilty. If black people currently got killed by a poison shot, their family deserves reparations. That's what reparation is for something current. And I'm just saying, I think J6 is way behind the COVID people. Whether you're black, white, I don't care. You got hurt by a COVID shot. You need restitution.
But the elimination of the people in the COVID hospitals with that they said
the $53,000 bounty. Yeah, we need charges. I agree.
Well, I mean, who wrote the protocol for the COVID, for the hospitals that causes people to be eliminated and paid to eliminate them? And who paid the money?
I mean, it was all set up by the WF and by the Rockefeller Foundation through that consortium of John Hopkins. They set the global parameters, and then they set up the whole mass murder program. It's the exact same in Australia, same as the U.S., same in Canada, same in Germany.
Yet nobody's prosecuted.
I know. Boom. What do we do? Tell me what we do.
Have the FBI investigated.
I've called for, I mean, you've seen Senator Paul saying indict Fauci. I hear you. Another big failure of Trump.
Well, that's nothing really to do with Fauci, this murder of massive amount and people being, hospitals being paid. Find out how much the hospitals were paid.
No, I agree. And that goes back to
prosecute.
And the people that took the money and did it, like Governor Cuomo.
Well, how about the staff, the nurses and everything that were involved in this? I mean, you have a massive amount of employees for the hospital involved in these murders.
And that's why they always nothing use like medical system before. For tyranny. Because people don't expect me to attack their tyranny. Great point. All right, thank you for the call. All right, let's take another call here. Eben in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, this is Eben Knight. I want to make a quick point that upstream from all these conversations we're having now is that in the Epstein files, it shows that the evangelical church and the Baptist church in America was hijacked, and they paid these pastors to not teach about end times, and to preach a lot from the Old Testament to try to make Israel look like the chosen people. Of all the people on planet Earth, it's Israel that gave up their chosen status and are the least chosen people on planet Earth. So we have to really point out to the Christians in America that you've been hijacked and that you're letting down Jesus Christ by going and taking tours to Israel and kissing the very rocks that Jesus cursed. So people need to put...
Well, that's right. Jesus said before this generation passes, not one stone will be left in this temple on top of the other. And Titus sacked it 70 years later, as he predicted. And then now Christians worship those rocks more than Jesus.
Exactly. So I really think this is a, how do you get people out of the mind meld, this humiliation ritual, is to show that they are letting down Jesus Christ by promoting a secular Israel, the gayest country in the world. And this, I believe, is upstream from the arguments we keep having, because letting down Jesus Christ is more important than letting down your own country or yourself. And we need to put Jesus number one, which is putting Israel to the back of the line. They're the ones that let down Jesus Christ and refused his second covenant. So waiting for the third covenant, waiting for the Antichrist, should bother Christians. They shouldn't be paying to go visit Israel. They should be trying to help Christians from being persecuted. And I believe that should be the focus. All these things, like the girl that got killed in the bus, all these things are humiliation rituals. And I wrote a book about this on your prodding almost 2 years ago, which I'm about to come out with. But this is a humiliation ritual devised by Satan himself. And the Jewish people are anything but blessed. They are the most cursed people on planet Earth.
You said that twice. I appreciate your call. I mean, again, here we are. And it's Israel's trying to take over a government. It's a big, serious issue. I don't think somebody's bad because they want to go see Egypt or Israel or Moscow or anywhere else. I don't think it's bad to go to Israel and visit. But, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Breaking. Verdict reached in Carmelo Anthony murder trial. State police are now here, and people are rushing into the courtroom. Pray for justice. That's Nick Sordor. We'll watch that as it unfolds. See, Barana Morello, who's there covering it, can pop in, even if it's over phone. I don't know, the cell stuff's working well because there's so many people. We'll continue to watch this as it tracks. Speaking of Israel, we're going to look at the latest on the Pentagon warning Israel's trying to take over the U.S. government and what's happening with that and geopolitics with Ivan Raiklin, former Lieutenant Colonel, Army Special Operations, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency. That's coming up. And Craig and Joe and Brigham and David, you'll be our last callers, but I'll get to all of you straight ahead in hour number four. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feed on X, Real Alex Jones right now, and Rumble. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Instruction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.